Unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. Reality, my brothers and sisters, what we have is this invitation to know who we are. We are made in the image and likeness of God, who is love. Love is sacrificial. Love pours itself out for the other. You, fundamentally, are made to die. You are made to pour yourself out, your life, for the other. Fundamentally, it is who you are. If you do not fulfill this purpose, you cannot be happy in this life or in the life to come. You are made to pour yourself out for others. If you hold back, do not allow the seed to enter in the ground and be transformed and changed, to swell, to explode, to turn into something radically different, and you never fulfill what you were created for. I hope this isn't a shock to you, that you're made for this. This is who you are. This is why Jesus says, if you try and save yourself, save your life, preserve it, you're fundamentally going against who you are. You're made in the image and likeness of God. The outpouring of yourself for the other is fundamentally who you are. To restrain that, to hold back on that, to calculate how much can I give and still this and still that, you cease to be what you were created for. This revelation of who we are comes first and foremost in Jesus Christ. It is alluded to all throughout the Old Testament. It is alluded to who we are, made in the image and likeness of love. But it is not until Jesus Christ himself, the ultimate definitive revelation of the Father, that we see love outpoured in this way. It's a good thing, because what he fundamentally does is change and transform death by his death. I say to you, you are invited to die. How do you have the courage to do that? Fundamentally, you have the courage to die to yourself, because your death in Jesus Christ does not end in death, but life. You're going to see evidence of it. We're celebrating the Mass today. The bread that is placed on the altar in and of itself is dead. It is dead. The bread is dead. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon it and it is radically transformed, it now becomes alive. It is the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. It moves from something insufficient, dead, powerless, alone, and becomes radically transformed into that which is alive and powerful and in connection with every other host throughout the world and radically sufficient in itself. Your invitation, my invitation to die on this altar, to give the gift of ourself through him, with him, in him. You're not here just to receive, my brothers and sisters. You are first and foremost coming to this altar to give. Through him, with him, and in him, we have this invitation in the celebration of the Mass to give ourself to the Father. And why our gift has any significance is because the gift of who you are is through him, with him, and in him. You know the hymn that I'm talking about, right? Right? I need a nod of head or something, okay? Yes, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Through him, and with him, and in him, we, in communion with him, make this offering of ourselves to the Father. That one perfect offering upon the cross, we become one with him in the offering as the body of Christ to the Father. You're called to do it every day in your everyday life. In the celebration of the Mass, we do it under signs and wonders, perfectly in sacramental form, the gift of yourself to the Father. Did you know when you woke up this morning that you would make a perfect act of love in the gift of yourself to the Father? Did you know that today when you woke up? That's why you are here in the celebration of the Mass. It's what it's about. Trying to live out in our everyday life this same perfect gift of ourself, but falling short time and time again in the little ways of this and that and the places of conversion needed in our heart. But in this celebration, because it is His offering, and we are one with Him, it is perfect, the gift of who you are. If you want to practice what the gospel asks us to do today, start here. How do I make the complete gift of myself to the Father through Him and with Him and in Him? What must I hand over to Him? What have I been clinging to? What have I been trying to control? What am I anxious about? What am I worried about? What am I nervous about? I need to give this all to Him. Everything that you give to Him will be transformed and changed, and life will be poured into it. Everything that you keep to yourself is already dead. Amen.